Chapter 13. The Golden Apples. Zeus was watching Heracles as he went off on his next adventure because he had an important job for him to do. All this time, Prometheus had been tied to the rock on Mount Caucasus, but now Zeus was ready to forgive him. So when Heracles begged the fairies of Illyria to tell him how to find the golden apples, they told him that by the command of Zeus, he must travel to Mount Caucasus. He must free Prometheus and then ask him how to find the golden apples. When Heracles reached the good Titan, the wild bird was there and Prometheus was screaming in pain. Quickly, Heracles took out his bow and killed the great animal with one arrow.
"Who are you?" Prometheus asked.
"I am Heracles, son of Zeus, and I have come here to free you," Heracles replied. "Zeus forgives you for your crimes and asks that you forgive him for all the pain you have lived through. He also says that you must wear a ring on your finger forever to show that you are tied to him."
Prometheus nodded and smiled.
"You are the hero I talked of. You will save Olympus from the giants. But I didn't know that you would free me, for a man cannot see his own future."
So Heracles untied Prometheus, and as he did, he asked him about the golden apples of the Hesperides.
"They grow on the tree that Mother Earth gave to Hera as a wedding present," Prometheus told him. "And that tree is in a magic garden near the mountain where my brother Atlas holds up the sky on his shoulders. The dragon Ladon sits at the bottom of the tree, and in the garden the daughters of Hesperus live, and these daughters are immortal. Ask Atlas to help you, because no man can enter the garden without great danger."
Once again, Heracles had many adventures on his journey across the world to complete his 11th labour. One of these adventures found him fighting Antaeus, a great son of Earth. It took Heracles a long time to beat his enemy, because every time he fell to the ground, Antaeus took energy from the earth and got up to fight again. Finally, Heracles lifted Antaeus above his head and held him there for a long time. He then carefully brought him down and, without letting him touch the ground, hugged him to death. When Heracles finally came to Mount Atlas, he climbed to the very top where Atlas stood and shouted,
"I come to you for help, great Titan. I am Heracles, and I come for 3 of the golden apples to give to the master of my labours."
"Heracles, son of Zeus," answered Atlas in his great voice, "I will do this for you, but I need you to do 2 things to help me. While I am away, you must take my place and hold up the sky on your shoulders. And before I go, you must kill the dragon Ladon, because even I cannot touch the golden apples while he lives."
Heracles looked down from the top of the mountain and saw far below him the lovely garden of the Hesperides. There he saw the gold and blue dragon at the bottom of the apple tree, a monster longer than any he had killed before. He took an arrow and fired it with such a perfect aim that it hit the dragon's throat, and it crawled away to die slowly in the bushes. Then Atlas moved the sky onto Heracles' shoulders and went off to the garden. Heracles stood on top of Mount Atlas all night, holding up the sky, and could have shouted for joy when he saw Atlas marching up the mountain the next morning with the apples in his hand. Then Atlas stopped and said,
"Here are the golden apples, but I will take them to King Eurystheus myself. It is a joy to walk on earth again and not feel that weight on my shoulders."
But Heracles thought quickly and replied, "Yes, you should have a holiday, I agree. But before you go, can you teach me the best way to place this heavy weight on my shoulders?"
"Of course," said Atlas, and dropping the golden apples, he added, "Let me show you."
He then stepped forward and took the sky on his shoulders, explaining the best way to hold it up. Heracles watched carefully.
"You do it so much better than me," he said.
"I think I had better let you do it and take these apples to Eurystheus myself. Every man has his own job." And with that, he went off down the mountain, leaving poor Atlas with the sky on his shoulders once more. When he reached the coast, Heracles took a ship to Greece, and after a long journey, landed on the island of Rhodes. He was so hungry that he immediately killed and roasted a large cow for his dinner. He then went on his way to Tiryns and took the golden apples to Eurystheus. But being a coward and afraid of Hera, Eurystheus gave the golden apples back to Heracles.
"If you return safely from your last labour, you may need the golden apples," he said with a cruel smile.
For Heracles's last labour was to be the most dangerous of all, to go down to the place of Hades and bring back alive Cerberus, the three-headed hound of hell. But Zeus was watching over Heracles, and he sent Athena and Hermes to help him. The god and goddess took Heracles to a great cave not far from Sparta, and here they went down into the dark shadows of the earth. Athena waited, and Hermes went on with Heracles to the river Styx. The old boatman, Charon, was waiting there, and they paid him one coin to take them across. On the other side of the river, Heracles saw ghosts all around him. He even saw the ghost of Medusa the Gorgon. He then entered Tartarus, the prison of the Titans, and the place where evil people are punished. There he saw many terrible sights of the dead being punished in cruel and horrible ways. Finally, Heracles came to the palace of Hades, where the god sat with Persephone beside him, and he begged them to let him take Cerberus.
"You can take him if you can beat him in a fight without using weapons," Hades said.
So Heracles found Cerberus, and the hound ran at him because its job was to stop the dead leaving the palace of Hades. The creature's three heads were huge, and instead of a tail, it had a terrible snake with a long tongue. Heracles grabbed the creature and put his strong arms around it, closing them tighter and tighter. The hound tried to bite Heracles many times, but his lion skin protected him. Only his snake tail with its long tongue managed to hurt Heracles, but he still would not let go. Finally, Cerberus stopped fighting, and Heracles carried him alive back to Hermes and Athena, who were waiting for him. When he arrived back in Tiryns, Heracles threw the hound down and shouted, "I have completed my last labour. Here is Cerberus." The hound quickly ran at Eurystheus, who rushed to hide in his large iron pot. Heracles then returned Cerberus to Hades and went back to Earth to celebrate being free. There he visited his friend Pittheus, king of Troezen, and as he entered his palace, he took off his lion skin cloak and threw it on a chair.
Just then, many children came into the palace and screamed when they saw the lion skin, thinking that it was a real lion. Only one child was not scared, and he picked up a weapon to attack the lion. His name was Theseus, and he wanted to be just like his hero, Heracles.